dialing 8th and Walton conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton conference call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
We really do appreciate you downloading our little podcast this week. Jared Davis with you here, and this is week two, actually, of our podcast series on getting through a layoff. I hope you're not having to go through a layoff right now, but just in case you are, or if you know someone who's faced with this, please forward this series on to them. We've got some great tools. Hey, last week, in case you missed it, Ms. Betsy Reithmeyer was visiting with us about getting through that first week after you've received the news. And on today's podcast, we are going to deep dive on probably one of the hardest parts of getting back into the job search, and that is updating your resume. You know, most of the time, your resume is how that recruiter or that hiring manager is learning about you for the very first time. So wouldn't you love to just get inside their head and find out what they're looking for in your resume? That's exactly what we're doing on today's show. In just a few minutes, we're going to be visiting with Mr. Jacob Roberts. Jacob is a senior executive recruiter with Stout Executive Search. I bet you're already familiar with Stout and the great work that they do. Stout Executive Search has been working with Walmart suppliers and candidates for years to make these great connections. So you can imagine how many resumes they review and help polish every week, right? We are going to tap Jacob Roberts for his advice and his expertise today about getting your resume looking great. And if you'd actually like to know more about Stout Executive Search, we've put a link to their website in our podcast description. We really do appreciate their whole team for helping us out with this podcast series. Now, before we talk to Mr. Roberts about updating your resume, I've actually had a couple of questions because, well, when we started this podcast series, I think I had mentioned that I've actually been laid off 4 times, and that is true. And I can remember the first time that it happened. You know, it's absolutely devastating, but it was so nice when a friend would just invite me out for a coffee or a lunch, reassure me that things were going to be okay. They had been exactly where I was before. They would give me this great advice, and, you know, that really was just the energy boost I needed to get back to the job search. So if you need that little boost today and you want to feel like you're not alone in this, if it's okay with you, I'd like to take just 1 minute to tell you about the 4th time I got laid off, mainly because it's the funniest of the 4, and there's a good life lesson to learn about going through layoffs as well. Okay, so 4th time I was laid off. We're going back, oh man, we're coming up on almost 3 years. 3 years ago, I'm sitting in my cubicle right in the middle of corporate America, and our team had heard the rumors that layoffs were coming. As a matter of fact, our vice president over the area was scheduling meetings with each of the individual teams, you know, to kind of bring us up to date on changes that were happening across the division. So Friday morning rolls around and the meeting invitation gets sent out that morning, 8:30 a.m. with our vice president. Now, I don't want to be late, so, you know, a few minutes before the meeting, I get up from my cubicle, grab my notebook, and I kind of thought my colleagues would be doing the same thing. But the guys on my team, Matt and Matthew, they weren't moving. And by the way, Matt and Matthew, I miss you guys dearly. I hope you're listening to the podcast. Hope you and your families are doing great. As a matter of fact, Emma, you know what I want to do? When we put this podcast up on LinkedIn, I'm going to tag Matt and Matthew in it. So if anybody doesn't believe this story's true, you can verify it with these two fine gentlemen. They were there. Two of the best people I've ever worked with. Hope you guys are doing great. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So I'm ready to head down to this meeting. Matt and Matthew aren't budging. And I said, guys, aren't we going down to meet with Vice President? He sent the meeting planner out this morning. We got to be there at 8:30. Both of them turn around. They check their calendars. And one of them says, well, yeah, we got the meeting planner, but it's for 10:30. And I said, well, wait, why would everybody else have a 10:30 meeting planner? And I've got one for, and as I'm saying that sentence, the look on their faces, they obviously kind of realized that I was about to be let go about 3 or 5 seconds before it actually hit me. So After a couple of seconds of awkward silence and the realization that their 10:30 meeting was going to be to bring them up to speed on what was about to happen in my 8:30 meeting, I just got my notebook, grabbed my pen, pushed my chair under my desk, and I said, "Well, boys, I'll see you in 15 minutes, or I'll see you in 18 months when I'm actually eligible for rehire." I swear to you, that story is true. Matt and Matthew were there. But, you know, having said that, that's the fun part of the story. Now is the hard part of the story. This is the part that I hope you remember or that you can pass on to a friend. I now know that I'm just minutes away from being escorted out of the building. And having gone through it three times before, I just thought to myself, you know, the best thing I can do is have a good attitude about this and try to be as professional as possible. So I walked down to the meeting room. Sure enough, there's the vice president and some guy from HR that I didn't know. But I'll tell you this, the HR guy knew me. He had a big old folder with my name on it. You've been there, right? Well, we sit down, they go through all the legal stuff and the formalities, and I just smiled and listened, nodded my head. I actually did ask a couple of questions about severance and insurance and stuff like that, just to make sure I understood the whole package. When the meeting was over, I told them I appreciated them answering my questions. I shook their hands, and then my vice president did something that was kind of odd. He gave me his personal cell phone number, and he asked me to call him any time that I applied for a position and that he'd be happy to reach out to the hiring manager and recommend me for an interview. Now, he didn't have to do that. And the reason that I'm not naming his name is because I don't even know if it was okay for him to do that under the circumstances. And I certainly don't want to get him in trouble. He was absolutely fantastic to work for, and that was a very generous gesture on his part. Well, I thanked him for that, and I told him, yes, I'd definitely be reaching out, but I would not be abusing it, and I went home. Over the next month, I kid you not, I got 4 interviews, and I'll guarantee you the only reason that I had those interviews is because he was nice enough to recommend me to the hiring managers after I applied. Now, having said all that, let me just give you a couple of morals to my little anecdote. When your name is on a layoff folder, it's been there for a while. The decision has already been made. There's no negotiation. So smiling and professional or kicking and screaming, you're leaving the building that day. The reason that you want to remember your professionalism in this circumstance is most likely if you leave a company in good standing, you can return to that company in good standing. Even if you never want to work for that company again, these people will be some of your biggest cheerleaders as references. And honestly, you'll be surprised in a time of layoff how many people genuinely want to help you and see you succeed. You know who really wants to help you today? Jacob Roberts with Stout Executive Search. He's going to be in here next to get your resume looking great. Stick around. This is the 8th and Walton Conference Call.
8th and Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. 8thandwalton.com/chat.
As I've mentioned before the break, our special guest on today's podcast is Mr. Jacob Roberts, who's a senior executive recruiter for Stout Executive Search. Jacob, thank you so much for joining us on today's podcast.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, I want to start off with the resume. When a candidate is updating their resume for the first time in, you know, many years, what is really going to make that resume stand out and get the attention of the recruiter?
So there's really 4 things that you want to have whenever you are updating your resume again for the first time. You want to make sure you have your name and contact information, but contact information being not just your phone number and your email address, but you're also your address. You know, if you're looking for a position in Northwest Arkansas, you want it to be known that you do live in Northwest Arkansas. That way the company doesn't have to pay for any sort of relocation fees or anything like that. You also want to begin your resume with a profile or an executive summary. You also want to make sure that everything is bullet pointed and not in a paragraphical form. And you also want to make sure that your education level is on there, because a lot of times companies do require a college degree for whatever position that they're looking for.
And I know here at Stout, you go through thousands of resumes every year. What are some of the most common mistakes that you'll see on a first-time candidate's resume?
So some of the most common mistakes that people make on their resume are either one, putting too much information, or two, not putting enough information. There's a common misnomer out there that a resume should be one page. And as you go on in your career, you know, you're not going to be able to keep everything on one page, so you don't need to try to jumble everything up and keep it on one page. The other thing is you want to make sure that you don't have grammatical or spelling mistakes on your resume, because companies are really looking at that. They want to make sure that you pay attention to detail, and any sort of mistake like that shows just a lack of attention to detail.
You'd mentioned that one thing that people sometimes hear is that a resume only needs to be one page. I've often heard that you don't need to cover your entire work history in a resume. So for candidates who are listening to us right now who may have been with a company for 20, 25 years, how far back do you need to go when you're freshening up your resume with your work history?
So with that, it really depends on kind of, you know, the position that you're applying to, one, but you just want to have anything that's relevant experience on there. You don't necessarily want, if you're applying for a VP of sales position and you were an analyst 25 years ago, it doesn't mean that you have to have any, like, your analyst experience on there, but you do want to make sure that you do show career progression inside your resume. So anything that does show career progression is a positive to have on your resume.
It seems like there are so many different formats of resumes out there. Is there a good template or a resource that someone could go to create a really powerful resume?
The one thing that we really have to make sure people look at is having that executive summary or profile on there. When you start your career, it's probably going to be more of a profile. As you go in your career, it'll be more of an executive summary. The other thing you want to have is make sure that you have quantifiable numbers on your resume. There needs to be examples of key accomplishments that you've had in your career. I was able to get XYZ percentage increase, or I was able to gain this amount of points of distribution, things like that. Any types of specific examples you can include in your resume go a long way in really separating you from other people.
I've seen a lot of job positions that ask for a cover letter. So what is it that makes for a great cover letter when you're applying for a job?
In today's world, everyone wants everything so fast, it's not necessary to even have a cover letter unless it's just explicitly written out in the job posting that you need to provide a cover letter. As long as you have that executive summary at the beginning, that's really going to be the replacement for that cover letter at this point.
Okay, so once we have a great resume, it's time to look for a job. And for someone who really hasn't had to look for a new position for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, what are some of the realistic expectations for finding a job, especially in this market?
So what we really tell people is the number one thing is to just find a company that you're really going to align with culturally. So culture fits are extremely important. You want a place where your values align with what the company is. The other thing you want to do is make sure you do your research on the company. Make sure you know a lot about the company before you go in an interview. And if you can, about the person that you're interviewing with, that only is going to help you move forward to that next step in the interview process. You also want to make sure that you take some examples of work that you've done in the past. That way, the company can see that you're strategic, that you're a process thinker, and that they can really see that not just does your resume say, this is what I can do, but your examples show that as well.
Someone looking for a job could probably just spend hours and hours at home applying online. What will a serious job seeker do beyond that?
So again, you want to make sure that you do your research on whatever company you're applying with. That's extremely important. The other thing is you want to make sure that you have representation, you know, i.e. an executive recruiter that has a relationship with whatever company it is that you're talking with or that you're interested in. You also want to use your own internal network. You want to make sure that anybody that you know that has connections inside the company, that you can reach out to them and they can maybe get your resume in front of the hiring manager or the HR person. You also want to make sure that your LinkedIn profile is up to date as possible. A lot of companies, their HR people will be out on LinkedIn looking for candidates, and they're going to find you on LinkedIn. And if your profile's not up to date, that person's not going to find you.
Jacob, we really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being on the podcast this week.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Please join us again next week, because we're going to be talking about getting out there and interviewing for the first time in a long time. Have a great week. Hang in there.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of 8th and Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@8thandwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at 8thandwalton.com. 8th and Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc. or its affiliate. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands, plans are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that Eighth and Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.